You are listening to the AccuScience Podcast, featuring AccuScience Laboratories President and CEO, Dr. Harry Bizzotti. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AccuScience Podcast. We are broadcasting here from AccuScience Labs in the beautiful Eustis, Florida. We're here at AccuScience Labs, a wonderful facility that provides analytical testing, sampling, and consulting services to cannabis, CBD, hemp, food, pharmaceutical, and environmental industries. They use state-of-the-art technologies and instrumentation. Again, this facility, I can't rave about it enough. We've been here several times, and it just keeps getting better every time I visit. I'm here today with CEO and President of AccuScience Laboratories. I'd like to welcome Dr. Harry Bizzotti. Dr. Bizzotti, how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you very much, Angelo, and welcome to AccuScience Laboratories in beautiful, as you mentioned, beautiful Eustis, Florida.
I really was giving a big plug there to Eustis, Florida, wasn't I there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is. It's a nice area. Before we get started on why you started AccuScience and how you developed this wonderful facility here, I was wondering if you can tell me a bit about your background and how you got to this point.
Oh, sure. I grew up in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey boy. I came to Florida about 25 years ago. I graduated from the Montclair University and Rutgers University. I got my bachelor in Montclair University. Then I got my master and PhD in analytical chemistry in Rutgers, Newark, actually. And I worked there for some time. Both me and my wife, we decided to move to Florida about 25 years ago. I had an offer to come to Florida and start up an environmental testing lab from scratch, from AccuTest at that time, the name of the lab was. So right after my wife graduated from the law school, again from Rutgers, and the day after she passed the New Jersey bar, and we put the kids in the van and we moved to Florida. And she had to study all over again for Florida Bar. As you know, my wife is the dean of the Barry University School of Law. So she had to study for a couple of months. So I was in a doghouse for a couple of months, basically. And she never forgave me for that. So she had to study twice for the bar.
Right.
But I started the lab, AccuTest. I worked there almost a year by myself. I set up all the methods. I set up the laboratories. And then at that time, a year I think it was 1995, they have a tank program in Florida, pays for the cleaning up the environment. And that went bust. And so it was a very bad time for environmental laboratories in Florida. And we just opened the door. And everybody was telling me, man, what are you doing here? Why did you come to Florida?
Right.
We don't need more competition. To make the story short, I grew the lab. We went through a 6 or 7 expansion. I grew it from one person to 100 people. By the time I left about 6 years ago, it was a $10 million lab. The lab was sold in 2007. It was sold to a private equity. I didn't see eye to eye with them. So I went to another lab, with the biggest laboratory in environmental testing lab in the United States called Test America. And I was VP of operation for them for the West Coast. I always lived in Florida, so I was traveling to West Coast every week. And then I became a VP of operation for the East Coast for the Test America. At that time, AccuTest was sold to SGS Lab. SGS is a multinational $6 billion company, and they're headquartered in Geneva. And they asked me to come back as a VP of the business development for SGS for North America. And so I came back. My true love was AccuTest. We built that lab, basically, and I would do anything to help them at that time. And I came and I worked there for almost 2 years, or close to 3 years. And one of the things that was it was catching like a wildfire was the PFAS in drinking water. And this is basically, you open up any newspaper, you see a lot of thing about PFAS. So I was traveling every week. I was doing a presentation. I was developing the market for that. And we grew the market. We grew the market for something from $500,000 to almost $5 million market for SGS in Orlando. But about a year ago, a year and a couple of months ago, summer of 2019, both SGS and I decided to go on our, different ways. And I had this the cannabis market. I had that on my radar. I was talking to people. I was reading about it. I really thought that this is a new market that could really use another lab which is experienced, has been through a lot in this market. When I started the lab in Orlando, we were one of the major part of our work was all the very basically they call it the BRAC base realignment and closure, and a lot of the bases that were closing, they were going to the environmental testing, and we were involved with it. We were involved with the Navy. We were involved with the Department of the Defense, with the Air Force, with the Army Corps of Engineers. So the lab we built in Florida was one of the, quote by quote, not by me, but was one of the best labs in the country. So I decided to open up the same thing in cannabis market and copy the same thing we did, basically. Ain't broken, don't fix it. Don't fix it. So I started lab beginning of the 2020 here, and started the building, put in instrumentation, follow a lot of the QAQC programs that I have built through the years. I was familiar with it, and I was able to get our ISO certification by June of this year. And so we started building, and here we are. We are right now, we are approved by Florida, State of Florida Department of Agriculture for the hemp testing. We've been involved with a lot of the pre-harvest and post-harvest hemp. And the hemp program in Florida, in 2018, there was a farm bill that was passed by federal government, and hemp became officially legal in the United States. Then each state had to, apply for the license. And Florida got a license from USDA back in June of this year. And the farmers, they were allowed to start planting hemp. And we were, I guess we are part of a history that we were able to help some of the farmers with their harvest. Sampling and analysis for the hemp. And for the hemp to be legal, has to have a total THC of less than 0.3%. If it is a more than 0.3%, it's not legal. It becomes a marijuana or medical marijuana, whatever you want to call it. But so we are involved in that. So we are very happy to be part of the history on that. And right now we are working on our medical marijuana license to be able to hopefully be able to obtain that and be able to expand our operation.
I got a question to go back on something you mentioned when you started to build the facility there. What kind of commitment and timing? I imagine that's a lot of work. I know I checked in with you several times in the process, and it seemed like it was a daunting process to basically create a lab from scratch, right?
Yeah, I always believed in the building the lab from the scratch. I did the same thing in Orlando with the AccuTest. And I got to tell you, for the last 25 or 30 years, obviously, I moved up the corporate ladder. I was traveling and very involved in the corporate America lifestyle, basically. And when I started this lab, I had to pull my sleeves up and get busy. I haven't been on the bench for 25 years. I'm a chemist. I haven't been on the bench for 25 years. But I hired a couple of people. We started working together. And the thing with the cannabis and hemp is that, like environmental, EPA came up with the methodology. You had to follow the methodology. There is no method out there. So we had to develop all these methods from scratch, basically. It started from scratch. And I got to tell you, going back to the roots, that's why I became an electrical chemist. I've been enjoying myself. I live at my house every day at 7, and I don't get home till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. But I'm enjoying that, getting on the bench, solving problems, analytical problems. Matter of fact, I did a presentation about a month ago for cannabis analytical in legally defensible data, basically. And we did that along with a bunch of other people. It was a virtual conference, international conference. And as a veteran of the environmental industry for the last 35, 40 years, I have a lot to offer in this new industry. And there are a lot of pitfalls that, you know, environmental testing went through it the last 30 or 40 years. And this is a new industry. And they don't need to go through it. So the experience, hopefully, would be, you know, help us to grow this lab.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the things I did notice when I was at your lab was you were going around and really getting involved in the research that was being done and serving really as an educator, going through and analyzing. That's something that you bring up, is you don't need to remake those old mistakes because you've been through it. You know what pitfalls are out there. Is that something you try and inject in your team, is being able to go around and make sure you serve as kind of an educational leader?
Yeah, and you know, Angelo, obviously the motivation, you know, we have bills. We want to build a big company. But one of my motivation every day coming to work is that the people that I hire here, to be able to be a mentor to them, to help them, and you know, help them with their careers basically, and right. You know, teach them, you know, some of the tools of the trade basically, and help, you know, help them, and really grow this lab for the people, not only for the investors and myself. I'd be selfish, and I'd be a liar basically if I say it's not for me, but it is for all of us. Be able to, you know, it's a growing market, and the more I get into it, I more believe in the cannabis market. I mean, we are just scratching the surface of this thing. I truly believe this is a miracle plant given to us by God because it has so many usages, and we are just right. scratching the surface of this thing, and a lot more is coming.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier is the commitment and the mission of this place. What would you say is the mission ultimately of AccuScience? What are you looking to do there?
You know, as our name says, we are trying to make sure the data goes out of this lab is accurate, is legally defensible. As I mentioned in my presentation, I've seen a lot of lives ruined, businesses closed because of the, you know, some shortcuts or people not paying attention to the data. The data is very important, actually. So our goal is to make sure that the data goes out of this lab is legally defensible, as I mentioned before, and accurate. And then helping our community, helping people, local market, basically, hiring people, training them, and be able to go on different markets, do the same thing, basically. And, you know, spending 25 or 30 years in environmental market, we have learned a couple of things, one or two things that, you know, we could new market, this new generation of people joining this market, be able to help them to grow the market, which is capable of the growing multiple times in the next 10 or 20 years.
Right. One of the things I want to go back to is we talked about medical marijuana, and you talked about the importance of it and how powerful it can be. What are some of the things that CBD, hemp, medical marijuana companies, what are they looking to test with your company? What are some of the specific chemistry breakdowns? What are they looking at?
Yeah, we test for the safety and efficacy. For the efficacy, basically, we test for cannabinoids, and this is for the total THC. First of all, to separate the cannabis, hemp from the marijuana, that 0.3% legally limit that separates them, and then and also for terpenes, we analyze for terpenes. Terpenes could be a new miracle drug or substance or a chemical. You could talk. It has a lot of health benefits, and then we do it for the safety. We do it for the to make sure that the products are safe, basically for pesticide, for microbial, for heavy metals, for mycotoxins. We test them for all these parameters. You know, one might say, you know, what's the difference let's say you buy a marijuana from the medical dispensary or in the black market? There's a huge difference. There is a huge difference because it is safe. You are not consuming any of heavy metals, any of the pesticides, any of the microbials. This every batch of this product has been tested. something that you get in the black market, you have no idea what you're getting, basically.
And there's so many people that have their hands in it, too, that are, you know, distributing it, cutting it, trying to stretch it. So, yeah, there's a lot of outside interference, at least.
Absolutely. And absolutely. So, you know, and you go and you go to dispensaries and you buy any product, they have a QR code that you could get a certificate analysis and see what is the certificate analysis is saying. Basically, it's safe. And it says what it's in it, basically. If it says it got 750 milligram of CBD, it does have a 750 milligram of CBD. So for efficacy, it does prove it's in the product.
That's interesting. Now, I know when I was visiting your lab, one of the future episodes, we're going to do a deeper dive into the type of COVID testing there that you have going on. But I noticed that when you were taking me through the lab, I got to see some of your surface and air testing in the specific area with COVID. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about what you're doing there and how it's impactful.
Yeah, one thing, once the COVID-19 started, we had the instrumentation. We have a qPCR instrument, and that's the most reliable testing, of the COVID-19 testing. So we volunteer, we talk to the manufacturer, we set the method up. Part of our mission is to help the community. And so what we have been doing is, we don't have a license to do any kind of clinical testing, but we've been able to help some of the colleges test their wastewater for COVID-19. And it is, when you test the wastewater, it's a good way of saying what's coming up. Heads up, basically. When you find the COVID-19 in the wastewater, that means people that are in, let's say, in the dormitories in the colleges, they are infected with the COVID-19. So that would give you a good indication that, you know, start do the mitigation, basically. One of the other things that we did, if you guys remember back in March, everybody was looking for hand sanitizer. So one of the things that we did is we started, helping. We are chemists. We have instrumentation. We start helping some of the different companies with the testing, chemical testing for the hand sanitizers. Again, this is all part of the helping the community and the people that we are around us. So that is some of the mission we take. And who knows, maybe in a couple of years something else come out, and we're always ready to help. Help society and our neighbors.
It's fascinating you say that, because when that first hit, and I was looking at sanitizers and my discussions with you, I was trying to be ultra conscious, because a lot of those chemicals they were using in those hand sanitizers were not safe. There was a recall on a lot of those.
And you help us with coming up with some of this marketing material, actually, that, you know, FDA is looking into it. The same thing right now, you know, CBD product, they say 70% of the CBD product that are in the market are not labeled correctly, basically. These are some of the things with effective marketing. We want to bring it to people's attention, basically, and do our duty, basically. You know, we are not saying use us. Well, we obviously we like you to use us, but again, it is part of the education, educating the community that, you know, hey, listen, if you're going to go and spend, let's say, $50 or $60 on a cream that contains CBD and claims, and it does, that, you know, has a 700 or 500 milligram of the CBD and would help with a lot of your inflammation, you make sure that had that 500. They are not giving you 200 milligram of CBD.
Yeah, and going back to the hand sanitizer, if you're paying the money, especially when there's such a shortage out there, if you can get your hands on sanitizer, you want to make sure that if you're buying it, it's actually something that's not going to do more harm than good when you use it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of them could be very dangerous, actually, per se.
Well, listen, I know each week we're really going to do a deeper dive into the services and into the chemistry. And this was really more of a surface area introduction level podcast. But I really want to thank you, Dr. Bazzotti, for sitting down and talking with me today. In future episodes, I know, as you discussed, you're going to be bringing on a lot of colleagues from the field to really do a deep dive into chemistry and some of the things that that you have going on there at AccuScience.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Angela. Yeah, and our plan is to bring. We don't want to keep it on the lab and make it boring and have everybody fall asleep.
Right.
A little more fun than me. So I had to break the ice, start the podcast. But definitely, we are going to be. Please tune in for our future podcasts that we are going to be bringing people from all aspects of the cannabis industry, basically. And thank you very much, Angela, for taking the time and doing this episode.
Not a problem. If anyone has any questions, you can feel free to check AccuScience Labs out at AccuScienceLabs.com. Take care, and we look forward to having you listen to a future episode. Take care, Dr. Bazzotti.
Thank you, Angela.